We were speaking with Neil Martin there, as suppose manager of the Irish team and chair of the High Performance. We haven't succeeded in getting Somer Leckie, but great performance, still fantastic to get in a silver medal at a world championship event.
Absolutely, obviously, and you know, I just taking it all in, basically, hour by hour, really. And Ben, you know, as I said in a BBC interview just a wee minute ago there, just to say, you know, everybody's got, you know, you've been thrown all these questions. The Irish record scene, record 193, and you get thrown questions like, you know, what you go for the Irish record, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's an inch-by-inch business, that's, generally speaking. You know, it's a centimetre and a centimetre here and a centimetre there as you build. And, you know, at her age, just turned 18, you know, time enough, and everybody just nice and calm, and we'll work towards bigger heights and bigger championships and senior championships. And it's always going to be a challenge, Miles. Always going to be a challenge. All the Irish success in the last few weeks is coming under age level. And, you know, just to say, you know, it's such a hard link to get through to a major level, a senior level. So that's the next challenge in many ways for Somer, and indeed for all of those athletes that have achieved over the last few weeks. So we just take it in plan, and you know, Irish Athletics has got to support them, the Sports Council has got to support them. It takes money to make champions, to be honest, and coaches and athletes, and the environment needs to be created and supported. So the challenge is there now, you know, but most definitely the one thing is there are good, strong athletes that are able to perform at world and European level. So taking them to the next level now is a challenge.
It certainly is, and I suppose that's what Neil suggested as well, the European Senior Championships taking place now in Berlin. They've got medals in under 18 European Championships, under 20 World Championships. So I suppose the big question is, can they get a medal now in Berlin? That'll be, you suggested back a couple of weeks ago that's where Irish athletics is really going to be determined by, as to whether or not they can get medals. So this is their chance now in Berlin.
Absolutely, that's it. You know, and that's it. That's still hang strong. You know, I mean, we've got to perform. We can perform at European level. We should be aiming to perform at European level. And in Amsterdam 2 years ago, Kieran McGean got a medal, of course, and in 2 years previous to that, and Zurich, Mark got a medal on the 800 meters. So you know, it can be done. So we just need to. We need somebody needs to medal. We need to get the focus of the media, and the sport needs to be focused through a medal. And you don't get a medal, you don't really get the focus. So the challenge is now in Berlin, and that's the litmus test for the sport, the European Senior Championships. And you know, fingers crossed now that we can deliver there. Thomas Barr certainly form is good at the moment, and he's really looking good. So you know, if he could continue that and perform, you know, after the disappointment that he had at the Worlds last year, that would be a big plus.
Okay, we'll turn our attention to Juvenile Championships track and field down in Tullamore on yesterday and today. Maybe we'll start with James Kelly's shot put performance.
Yes, and you know, just James Kelly's shot put performance, of course, and a new Irish record, 17-16, and breaking his brother's record, which stood 16-95. The interesting thing about James Kelly is James Kelly has won every age group championship since he was 12 years of age, and he's now under 19. He's winning yesterday, and you know, he's coming out undefeated out of Irish championships over a period of 7 or 8 years. So it's some achievement, and you know, he's breaking records that his brother set. So between the two of them, they have some history in terms of throwing and shot putting and stuff, you know. So yesterday he went out on the high with that Irish record of 17-16. So that was a big deal yesterday. And then just coming in on that, staying with the records and the major performance yesterday, and I'm going to apologise immediately about day two, because I've been so caught up on some Leckie stuff today that I haven't been attentive to the second day, but I'm going to concentrate on the record breakers yesterday. And also we had Blaine Lynch. Blaine Lynch is from Castlederg as well, interestingly, on a weekend with Summer, also from Castlederg, performs. He broke the Irish record in the javelin at 44.09, and he put about a metre and a bit onto the old record. He's an absolute brilliant talent, and he won his javelin, broke the national record in his age group, and he is a great young man. And then we had a really great performance as well. The other really big performance was from Adrian Adrienne Gallen, the daughter of Sharon, Foley Sharon Gallen. She's 49 plus in the hammer. She's a great wee hammer thrower, great athlete. And those were the three standout performances. 49 plus yesterday, so well done to her. But there were many, many more yesterday. There was, Carmig O'Donnell of the O'Donnell family, a family that's connected with athletics so strongly. Carmick got second in the hammer, 41, and he also got a medal to him for himself in the javelin, third. A really nice combination for him. Michael McGonigal from Finn Valley, he got third in the hammer and his age group. Ethan Mullen, third in the shot, 12 metres plus. Michael McGonigal, 41, 82. And Daniela Janssen, two medals, one today, one yesterday. 800 metres yesterday, PB, 217 yet today, 58 in the 400, medals for her. I talked about James Adrian. I talked about Oisin Kelly from Cranford, 206.51. A mighty, mighty performance from him once again. And he's been performing over the years and winning over the years. And you just hope and continue that he will continue in that vein. Young McGinley out there from Olympian, he's in the medals as well. Another lovely, great, talented middle distance, as a young fella, cross country through the track. And young Anderson from Tyrconnell gets himself a medal in the hammer. And also from Tyrconnell, Rachel Gallagher in the hurdles. She was just beaten. She ran at 1282 to 1284, so close to the gold medal, but silver for her. And at the end of the day, there was a couple of more medals for the Lifford-Strabane Band group. There was Alicia Koskelly, 32-70 in her hammer, and third in the same event, Una O'Donnell, also from Lifford-Strabane, 31-84. And then the javelin from Lifford-Strabane, Ellie McCurdy, she won the javelin at 33+, and she had 2 metres to spare on the Cork athlete. So, look, yesterday was good. It was good. The return was very, very positive, and I have no doubt that there will be much more today, but apologies, Miles, I've been rattled up today. So, basically, that's where we are. Yesterday was good. I have no doubt that there will be more hammer medals for the Lifford contingent today, and indeed other medals, coming through. So it's and the other interesting thing about it all is they're coming in a variety and varied disciplines, and that's so encouraging, And as I said to you earlier, a lot of attention in people's minds in athletics in this area is in running, and the success isn't really coming in the running, other than Mark English. The success is coming in different other disciplines and at national level. So that makes it interesting as well.